line up for us in the apostolic and the prophetic. So it's a lot of tradition, a lot of things I believe we thought we knew that God is revealing to us. Say for instance, like tonight, prayer. We're really not trying to get God to do something. He's already done everything he's going to do for us. We're here to confirm what the Lord has done. If you're dealing with something yourself, you can check your mind out. That's where Satan is working at, in your mind. He cannot really work in your spirit. And so I think your prayer be different. Praying in the spirit is actually God praying to himself. You're praying with his voice, you're praying with his anointing, you're praying with his abilities, you're praying with his knowledge. When you're praying in the spirit, it's everything that God knows, you praying it. And you the reinforcer down here on earth. That's what we're doing. We're reinforcing what God has already done. So we're not doing no begging for your breakthrough. As you pray, your breakthrough will come through. Your breakthrough will come through. It's there all the time. Are y'all listening to me?
Yes, sir.
It's there all the time. So you're going to change. I know some of y'all have been praying a long time, and I have too. But there are some things in praying in the Spirit. Is actually, again, I'm repeating myself, God voice praying through you to himself. He's using us as a channel. It's a blessing to have God to pray through you and to give you a language to pray in his spirit. So I think we're reading Ephesians. What are we reading? Who got it tonight? Yeah. That's the one that building us up to know who we are, to understand it right. Okay, I'm going to let you read in a few minutes, and we're going to start praying. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Our mode of praying or our expectation in praying is not so much in getting God to do something. Now, I know for my 50-something years, a lot of praying I did. I tried to get him to do something. But it's establishing what he has already done. Come on now, y'all listen now. Yeah, the only way I'm going to be able to get you to shift, you're going to have to listen. You here as an establisher tonight. You follow what I'm saying? And in the same token, he further reveals himself when we get in his presence. Like 1 Corinthians 14:2. And then you got those stages you go through. In Romans 8, y'all get it down? Romans 8, 26 to 28. You might look at that while you're praying. You're going from your infirmity. You see, you start out in your infirmity. Go to the mind of the spirit. Huh? Then you go to the will of God. Then you go where you establish your love for God, which is already in you. Then the calling of God and the purpose of God, we are established just. See, your language, he might be praying something through you, praying something else through me. But to get in what he wants established in his realm, then you're gonna drop the burden now, the burden of trying to get God to do something. You follow what I'm saying? And the only thing that is not established for you as a Christian is somewhere you're stuck in your mind. You're stuck in your mind, and Satan remind you of it. Now, when you stop letting him take your mind over, you're going to have total peace. I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So as I study about the apostolic and go farther and deeper to train you, I want to take the weight off you, the burden off you, the burden off you, because it's for you, for your victory, for the ministry victory, it's already done. But we are here to let God channel himself through us. In the meantime, we'll get into his peace. We'll get into his peace, even though our flesh might be saying one thing, our mind may be saying something else. Are y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
But see, religion and tradition have held us in somewhat of a bondage, like we're trying to get out. We're not trying to get out. We're out. All right, we out. We out. We out. We out of all sickness. We out of all diseases. We out of all lack. We out of all confusion. Okay. What we are aiming to do is open the gates of the fruit of the Spirit. Open the gates of the gifts of the Spirit. I'm going to teach on the gift of the Spirit more, the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, discerning of spirit. It put the apostolic church go into another category. It's not to train you to depend on me. It's to train you to depend on God. And you know you have contact yourself with God. You and God can make great things happen. All right, are you following me? Come on now. See, so for a while your tradition is going to stay there, it's going to dance with you, you're going to stay in your phase, but you're finally going to knock it out. And just pray freely. When we should get us started, just pray freely. Just pray in the Spirit. Don't pray in a strain, like you're wrestling with somebody. The enemy is not your equal. You heard that? The enemy is not your equal. And very few Christians know that. Very few Christians think the enemy got so much power, maybe because they're going through something. Let me try to close. He's only working in your mind. You're going to have to protect your mind. It's the only weapon Satan has. When you learn how to protect your mind, your life going to start changing and changing and changing, because you're going to walk around as a commander and a demander, not trying to get something. You already got it. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. He's already in there. And so enjoy your prayer. Your tongue going to change tonight. You're going to get either of you. And you're not going to be trying to get it. No, you're agreeing with what already established. Come on. In your note, ownership and partnership. You're praying in ownership and you're praying in partnership with God. And whatever he want to rearrange, especially in your personal life, he's going to take care of that. And for the ministry, he's going to take care of that. There are people who ears need to be open, hearts need to be open, tradition need to be shut down. But ownership and partnership are going to bring an ease to your prayer life. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Ownership and partnership. Everything God own, you own.
Yes, sir.
All right? And he's your partner. Are you his partner? Are both of y'all partners? And so in your partnership, you hear praying because you want his work established. And your personal thing going to be handled while you're praying. Interrupting you, but write this down. Taking the burden off of your shoulder and the buzzard out of your mind. Because anything you're dealing with that you seem like you're not getting any freedom, is not God. It's your thinking and the enemy using your mind. Now I feel in here tonight an easier prayer. Like a burden been taken away, you know what I'm saying? We're going to pray. Some of y'all got here a little late. I know it's weather bad, y'all trying to get here. But we're praying from ownership and partnership now. You write that down. We're not trying to get God to do something. we are flowing with God as his servant down here in partnership with him, that what he wants to happen down here will happen. It's already done, but it's got to be brought into his realm by people who are in contact with God. So taking the burden off of your shoulder, prayer should not be burdensome, and the buzzard out of your mind. He's constantly stealing stuff. And you shut your mind down with a scripture. You shut your mind. Your mind go to say something, take a scripture and say it back to it. And it finally gonna shut down. You got me?
Yes,
all right, go ahead and pray. Let's pause a minute. I want to give you some more stuff. This is apostolic flourishing, where the church should have been. I'm going to say something. Prayer is not about how loud you pray, but how much faith are you applying. Even now and then, when you're praying, stop and say thank you. It will change your prayer life. We're not praying by feeling, but by faith. Remember, in prayer, you're taking care of his business on earth and yielding to a flow where he can release your blessing. I need to say it over again. I want y'all to get this now, because we're talking about a whole new prayer life at home. So you're going to have to need to look at these notes, because you're praying by faith. You're not praying by feeling. You're not praying by how loud you are. You're not trying to get God to do something. You're yielding to what God has already done. You're breaking the power of Satan and majorly off of your mind, not off your body. If you stop him in your mind, you got him. He can't get your body. So a lot of sickness and disease is going to be reversed in praying like this, praying in the spirit. You're not begging, Lord, heal me, heal me. He's already healed you. Thank you for my healing. If you need a new organ, he got it. You follow what I'm saying? That's how powerful. See, they think we're coming here just to do a little something. No, this is the most powerful thing that exists. You're talking to Almighty God, who already have paid for everything, and he gives you the opportunity to flow with him in prayer. All right, so remember that. Remember every now and then you're praying in the spirit or you're praying in English, just say thank you. Thank you. And thank him as if and so you already got it. All right? So the sickness we're dealing with and the financial lack we're dealing with is Satan have taken our mind to believe we got to fight for this stuff. You don't have to fight for it. It's finished. When you have that type of concept or understanding or revelation or wisdom, it's going to take a lot of pressure off your life, and then prayer going to be more precious to you. You're going to want to pray. You know, your brothers and sisters praying like we did tonight, you're going to want to be here, because it's so powerful. It's not the burden. The burdensomeness of it is leaving. That's the apostolic. See, we left the apostolic out, but if you read about Paul, then Paul, look at 1 Corinthians 14:2. Look at what he said. That is so powerful. That is so powerful. You know, when you pray in the spirit, you're speaking not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit, in the spirit, you speak in mystery. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaketh, can you hear me online? Somebody wave at me. Can y'all hear me? Because I want y'all to get it. I appreciate y'all being here too. I want y'all to get it. This is a whole new dimension in the spirit realm. There's a strong anointing in here right now. You hear what I say?
Yes,
sir. Yeah, a lot of things being taken care of right now, because we're getting from under these burdens, under these lies Satan telling us, and from under these religious spirit. We're moving from religious spirit to revelation. Move from religion to revelation. You're supposed to live by revelation, not by religion. And you don't supposed to be burdened down. All right? Well, I guess you can call it tonight a breakthrough. A breakthrough. And you're going to find now, if the circumstance don't change in your life, don't let it lie to you. It changed. But in the body and the mind, they try to keep it in the same place. So all you got to do now is just thank God for it. Every answer you need, just thank him for it and praise him for it, because you know it's already yours. Got it?
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead and pray. Because there's a shifting in the whole atmosphere tonight, and I'm going to give it to you. There's an apostolic flow flowing on you right now. Now, to better understand it, Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. That's the flow, the apostolic flow. The Spirit just told me, says the apostolic flow flowing in here tonight. Ephesians 4, 11 through 16 will break down what he really means. Pray about God calling on your life. Everybody got a calling. And his purpose to flow to and through your life. Let me give you that again. Because the body of Christ don't think they got no calling. Pray about God calling on your life. All of his children got a calling on their life. And his purpose flows to and through your life. You're not a beggar, you're a breakthrough with a breakthrough anointing. So every time you pray, recognize that you're wearing a breakthrough anointing. Notice I never said anything about your perfect life. The more you pray like this, the more perfect you're going to become. The more holy you're going to become. The more sanctified you're going to become. All right? So y'all seeing this? Y'all writing notes? There's an apostolic flow flowing on you right now. Everybody in here. It's a different flow. And when something hits your body, you got to know it came from your mind. The devil used your mind to break you down. So take your mind back over. No, you don't. I don't receive that. Pain's still there. I don't receive that. No, you don't. You got to go. So your feeling do not determine your victory. Your victory is already done.
Yes, sir.
All right? If you stay in your victory got to manifest. But Satan wants you to go in feeling, and he'll give you this thought, give you that thought, give you that thought. No, pull it down. It's a stronghold. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, and you begin to live an apostolic lifestyle. Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. There's some other scriptures. And then you study 1 Corinthians 2. Because there's a certain type of preaching that you got to receive to live an apostolic lifestyle. Now, I've been around a while. I feel the presence of God in you. We're not cutting up, but I feel the presence of God. They got a lot of powerful people in this room. You see, stop belittling yourself. Stop building everybody else up. And pulling yourself down. Ain't nobody greater than you. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
You got to get things stirring in your heart, and shut down when it's against you in your mind. He'll try to tell you something. It ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna work. That's not God. God don't even know what that is. It ain't gonna work. God don't know what that is. You nothing impossible with God, and you wearing His anointing, you carrying His life, so He's dependent on you. A lot of change is going to take place. All right, go ahead and let's finish praying in a few minutes. Got a little cool shot. Write this down. It was spoken a few seconds ago. It's already worked out. I need you to stay in faith and remove the mindset of failure. We can't fail. Let me give it to you. That's a live word that he just spoke. It's already worked out. I need you to stay in faith. Because, and I'm going to the side to tell you something here. Satan is going to try to show you something. It might be a feeling or something that it didn't work out. You might get a phone call. He's trying to bluff you. So what the Lord said, it's already worked out. I need you to stay in faith and remove the mindset of failure. And then he said this, we can't fail. As God putting you on the same level with him. We can't fail. All right. So what it is your mind. That's why Romans 12, 1 through 3 is very important. Put that down. If you're going to stay stable, Romans 12, 1 through 3 is very important, because if your mind go to tripping, your body going to go to tripping. Satan travel through your mind. All right. That's why God give us his prayer language. He can't travel with us when we're praying. He's so disturbed when you're praying in tongues, because he can't interpret it. So, you know, if you find yourself getting a little frustrated, sit down and pray in tongues about 5 minutes. Watch what happens. I do it all the time. Get off in the spirit realm. Get with my Father. All right? So we've got about 4 more minutes. Okay, let's pray it on out. Shut out our... Verse 26, where he said, thou will keep him in perfect peace. What verse that is? Who mine? Isaiah 26:3. Write that down. He just spoke that. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. In other words, Satan try to shift your mind. Everybody know what I'm talking about here. So y'all don't need to act like y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Satan shift your mind. You didn't pray about something and it's like it's not gonna work out. That won't be able to happen to you anymore. You go to that scripture. Thou will keep in perfect peace, whose mind not staying on the problem. Stayed on me.